美语训练班上课了，我是杨林，
我是 Cat。 那咱们今天学什么呢？
今天咱们要比赛吃汉堡，要去向朋友借车。
Oh please, I'm a really good driver.
要聊聊肢体语言。
You should hold the person's hand firmly and shake a maximum of 3 times.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说大片。
But first, we have to learn a word, right?
没错，咱们先来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
Today, 我们要学的词是
cater to. Cater is spelled C-A-T-E-R, cater, and to, T-O, to, cater to.
Cater to, 意思是迎合需求。随着美国婴儿潮人口的老龄化，
Thousands of physicians are catering to the 78 million baby boomers who are hoping to feel younger and who are willing to pay for the privilege.
很多医生都在努力迎合美国7800万婴儿潮人口的保健需求，这些人希望能让自己继续年轻，并愿意为此买单。
Malaysian aviation magnate Air Asiais trying to build small, fun, and affordable sports cars which cater to Asian consumers.
马来西亚航空业巨头亚洲航空正在尝试着研发符合亚洲消费者口味的小巧、有趣和价格适中的跑车。好的，今天我们学习的词是
cater to, cater to, cater to.
cater to, 迎合需求。现在有很多商家都推出了手机购物客户端 to cater to customers who use smartphones to shop.
Yeah, some people say this will change the entire retail landscape. Do you think they're right?
手机购物带来零售业的革命，我看啊，有这个可能。记得以前大家问一个商家都会问 Where is your store? 后来这个问题变成 What's your website? 现在已经变成 Do you have an app?
Exactly. My gut feeling is that shopping on smartphones is the way to go.
Your gut feeling? 正好，咱们下面的流行美语节目中也用到了这个说法。Let's listen.
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华去 Larry 家帮他收拾屋子，他们会用到两个常用语 ,gut feeling 和Out of the woods.
Larry, 快开门啊。
Okay, okay, I'm coming, I'm coming.
你怎么还穿着睡衣啊？都快中午了，难道你还没起床啊？
I must have slept in or something.
啊，你睡过头了，我们今天不是要大扫除吗？你的好哥们不是明天要从纽约来看你，你看你这个屋子还乱七八糟的耶。
It is a bit messy in here, isn't it? Well, no matter, I have a gut feeling my friend isn't coming tomorrow.
Your gut has a feeling? 你的肠子有感觉啊？你要拉肚子了吗？
No, a gut feeling refers to someone's intuition. To say you have a gut feeling about something means that you have a feeling about the outcome of something before it happens.
原来gut feeling 就是直觉的意思，你是说你有直觉你朋友不会来了，你为什么这样说呢？
Well, sometimes it's hard to explain why you get a gut feeling about something, but in this case, there are a few things that tell me he's not going to come.
比如说呢？
For one thing, this friend of mine has been meaning to visit me for years, and every time, right before he's supposed to come, something happens, and he cancels the trip.
原来这个人以前每次说要来看你都没有能够成行，老是因为这个那个事改变计划。
Right, and that's not the only reason I have a gut feeling he won't come. I was on the phone with him last night.
你们在电话里说什么了？
Girl trouble.
怎么了？他跟女朋友吵架了？
That's right. He was pretty upset. I was talking to him until 4 o'clock in the morning.
你跟他聊到凌晨4点钟？难怪你今天这么晚都起不来呢。
Yep, that's why I have a gut feeling he's going to cancel this trip once again. I was hoping to help him with his problems, but I have a gut feeling that he and his girlfriend are not out of the woods quite yet.
等一下，你说你直觉觉得他和他女朋友还没有 out of the woods, 他们俩去森林里干嘛
No, they aren't literally in the woods. What I meant is, I don't think their problems are totally solved. My advice may have helped him somewhat, but I don't think they're totally out of the woods yet.
Oh, they aren't out of the woods yet.意思就是说他们之间的问题还没有彻底解决对不对啊
That's right. I have a gut feeling they might even break up.
你觉得他们会分手啊要是真这样那我也有 gut feeling, 他呀八成是不会来了。
Yep. So, I might as well get back to bed and catch up on some sleep.
哎等一下 Larry, you're not off the hook. 你别以为这样就没事了。你的屋里啊太乱了你还是得收拾收拾啊。
Oh, Li Hua, I'll do it later. I'm exhausted from staying up last night. Besides, my buddy isn't going to come down tomorrow.
哎这个你也不能确定啊。你不只是凭直觉觉得人家不来吗这怎么能算数啊
I'm pretty sure about my gut feeling this time. Oh, here's my friend calling now. I bet he's going to cancel.
哎那你快听听看你朋友是不是真的不来了
Hi, Steve. Good morning. I slept fine. Don't worry. Oh, really? You got back together with your girlfriend? Oh, I had a gut feeling you two would work things out. Oh, you're coming a day early? Tonight? You're already on your way? Great. We'll see you soon then. Bye.
什么？你朋友不但没有取消行程，而且还要提前一天到。你看你这下傻眼了吧？看来你的 gut feeling 不靠谱了。得了，我们赶快开始大扫除吧。
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语，一个是 gut feeling 表示直觉，另外一个是 out of the woods 意思是问题得到了解决。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢大家的收听，下次节目再见。哎，说到男女朋友吵架，我不由得想起这阵子我在看的一个电视剧，男女主角从第一集开始误会吵架，我都看到第十集了 ，They're still not out of the woods， 真让我着急。
Are you watching the show on the internet? If so, you can jump to later episodes to watch the ending, or you can choose to watch movies rather than TV shows.
也对，电影嘛，最长不过两三个小时就完了，不用一集一集吊胃口。说到电影啊，现在有不少大片要上，咱们今天就来学学大片用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是一如要问的大片。
哎 ，Jessica， 你今天晚上有空吗？Let me treat you to a big movie.
Huh? A big movie?
对呀、啊，我想啊，请你看大片就是最近特火的那部好莱坞电影。
Oh, you're talking about the Hollywood blockbuster that's been on since yesterday. We use the word blockbuster to describe films that have big production, widespread popularity, and financial success.
啊、oh, ，我明白了，大片在美语里就是 blockbuster.B-L-O-C-K-B-U-S-T-E-R Blockbuster 这就是大制作大宣传票房收益又好的电影
没错一如 Why do you want to go to watch this blockbuster? 看电影可不便宜
哎，轻松轻松呗再说啊 There are a lot of movie stars in this blockbuster It must be a good movie
Well, not all star-studded movies have good stories or acting.
哎，等等等等，你刚才说 star-studded， 这是什么意思啊
？Star-studded is spelled S-T-A-R-S-T-U-D-D-E-D. It means a great portion of the actors in a movie are well-known.
哦，我明白了。Star-studded 意思就是众星云集，明星大荟萃。
Yes. For example, you can say, I want to watch this movie because it has a star-studded cast.
I see. Hey, 快要过春节了。Quite a few star-studded movies are coming out for the holiday season.
They are all so festive to keep up with the holiday spirit.
贺岁片嘛，当然是轻松喜庆了。 谁要在节日看大哭片嘛？哎，对了，特别赚人眼泪、让人感动或者是难过的哭片，这要怎么说呢？
Those movies are called tear jerkers. T-E-A-R-J-E-R-K-E-R. Tear jerker.
I don't like tear jerkers. I only watch movies that make me laugh.
Good for you. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，大片是 blockbuster， 众星云集的是 star-studded。催人泪下的哭片呢，则是 tearjerker。
说到 blockbuster， 前些日子不是出了 Hangover 2吗？中文叫《宿醉》或者《最后大丈夫》。Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, the sequel was not bad, but I like the first one much better.
So do I. 我觉得还是第一部更好玩。几个哥们儿本来去 Las Vegas 给其中一个人开单身派对。可是醉酒之后发生了一大堆疯狂的意想不到的事儿。
Vegas is a crazy place. You know what they say about it. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly. 说到 Las Vegas, 今天咱们在美语三级跳中就要向朋友借车去 Las Vegas.
Let's listen to Go English.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好。今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的终极课程。Phil 想去拉斯维加斯玩，可是没有租到合适的车，所以他决定向自己的朋友 Tom 借敞篷车。
Winnie, if you had a nice convertible, would you lend it to a friend to go to Las Vegas?
可以借啊，不过啊，条件是要带我一起去拉斯维加斯。
Well, hello, Phil. This is certainly a surprise. What are you doing at my apartment?
Oh, no reason. I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I would go see my very, very good friend Tom.
Really? Well, something tells me that isn't the only reason. You never come by unless you want a favor.
What? Of course not. I just came by because I like you and wanted to say hello.
Come on, Phil. You can't fool me. What do you want?
It sounds like Tom has given Phil lots of favors before.
可不是吗 ？Phil 以前啊，一定经常麻烦 Tom。这次他虽然一直和 Tom 套关系，但是 Tom 似乎有点不为所动哎。
Well, all right. I want to drive to Las Vegas this weekend. Would it be possible for me to borrow your car?
You want to borrow my car? But it's brand new. I've only made one payment.
I know, but I promise I'll be really careful.
I don't know. Las Vegas is a pretty wild place. I don't want anything to happen to my car.
看来啊 ,Tom 不愿意把车借给 Phil, 因为他的车是新买的。而且啊拉斯维加斯那种地方什么人都有。把自己的新车交给别人还真不放心呢。
Exactly. But do you know what Tom meant when he said he had only made one payment?
Tom 说的 payment 就是每个月要还的买车贷款。他说啊自己才只还了一个月的钱。
Oh, please. I'm a really good driver. I'll return it without a scratch.
You, a good driver. You don't even know how to parallel park.
Don't worry. I won't park it on the street. I'll park it in the hotel parking lot.
People really like to party in Las Vegas. I'm worried someone who has been drinking and driving will hit my car and damage it.
Don't worry. I'll only drive during the day.
Tom 担心有人 drinking and driving, 酒后驾车会撞坏自己的车，可是却丝毫不担心车里的人 Phil 的安全，这算什么朋友啊？
Well, it's a brand new car. It probably has airbags and plenty of safety features.
那倒也是，新车啊都会配备 airbags, 气囊和其他的 safety features, 安全设备。不过 Professor Bowman, Tom 说 Phil 不会 parallel park,这是什么意思啊?
The word parallel, P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L, means extending in the same direction. So, parallel park is to park directly behind another car.
Oh, parallel 是平行的意思。所以 parallel parking 就是在街上平行停车或者叫入库停车。Phil 不会 parallel parking, 所以他保证只把 Tom 的车停在酒店停车场。
All right, Phil, I'll lend you my car. But there are some rules.
Sure.
What are they?
First, no speeding. If you get a ticket in a speed trap, I will never lend you my car again.
Of course not. I'll drive really slow.
Rule number two, no talking on your cell phone while you drive.
Of course. I promise I won't talk on my phone.
Rule number three, if you make any money gambling, you give half to me.
Well, you drive a hard bargain, but it's a deal.
Tom 最终啊还是同意借车了，不过他要求 Phil 不能超速，不能开车时打电话，而且啊，如果在赌场里赢了钱，就要分一半给他呢。
Do you think that's a good deal?
我觉得就像 Phil 说的 ，Tom drives a hard bargain， 太能讨价还价了。
But I think it's a fair deal. Let's tune in next time to learn about Phil's trip to Las Vegas.
No speeding, no talking on the phone while driving.这应该是开车时候起码的要求吧。
I think so too. And that's why Phil added one more condition. Tom had to give him half of what he made from gambling.
赌赢的钱分一半，这可太不靠谱了。要是 Tom 把车都给输了，看 Phil 要怎么办。
Right. I don't think Phil was thinking clearly when he decided to lend Tom his new car.
我也觉得 Phil 是让 Tom 给砍晕了吧。Tom 还真挺会求人的。
Well, we can learn to be persuasive too by using our body language. Let's listen to business etiquette.
礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 向销售部门的 Sarah 和 James 介绍咨询顾问 Monica. Andy 说
Both of you are among our company's top salespeople, but we can always improve, right?I'd like you to meet Monica Wolf. Monica is a business consultant, specializing in body language.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, James. It's great to be here.
Hello, Monica. You know, I've never really considered how body language affects business.
I read a book about body language once, but the book mainly discussed how using proper body language can help you get a date.
Monica 是商业咨询师。
Business consultant.
专长研究
body language.
肢体语言。大家相互认识后 ,Sarah 说她从没觉得肢体语言会对生意有什么影响。James 也说他倒是读过一本关于肢体语言的书，但那是教读者如何
get a date.
找到约会的对象。Date 作为名词可以指约会，也可以指跟你约会的那个人。Monica 听后说
Actually, if you think about it,Each time you meet a client, you're asking them to trust you. It's the same idea when you like someone. You have to make them trust you before they can fall in love with you.
You might not think consciously about it, but body language accounts for more than 50% of the message that you're trying to get across.
Andy's right. Once you've mastered basic body language skills, you'll be surprised at how much more effective you'll be.Let's take the first point, posture. If you walk into a room with your stomach in, your chest out, your shoulders back, and your head high, each one of these signals sends a message saying, I'm in command of this situation, you can trust me.
Monica 说，争取客户和追求爱人其实差不多，都得先让对方信任你才行。Andy 补充说，一个人在交流过程中想要传达给对方的信息，有一半以上靠的是肢体语言。
To get something across.
是把意思传达给对方，比如说
I was only trying to get my point across.
我只不过是想把我的看法告诉你。Monica 说，能熟练使用肢体语言也会对工作有很多帮助。首先是体态，走进房间时要收腹、挺胸、抬头。这就等于是在说，一切都在我的控制之下，你们可以相信我。Andy 接着说
When I was hiring salespeople, there were several that didn't make the cut. I think one of the main reasons I didn't hire them was because they slouched. It looked like they weren't comfortable, and therefore I couldn't trust them.
The next most important thing in business is the handshake. You should hold the person's hand firmly.And shake a maximum of 3 times, all while maintaining constant eye contact.
Andy 也认为一个人的站姿很重要。他雇人的时候就曾因为应聘者含胸低头，所以没有被雇用。
They didn't make the cut. To make the cut.
意思是符合标准、达标。这个短语常在体育中，特别是高尔夫球比赛，指晋级到下一阶段的比赛中去。莫妮卡说，除了仪表体态，握手也很有讲究，一定要握紧，同时
maintain constant eye contact，
一直注视着对方的眼睛。还有哪些需要注意的地方呢？我们下次继续听。
Now, Yanglin, let's practice a handshake.
Okay, here we go. I'm holding your hand firmly, and I'm watching your eyes. And let's shake our hands. 一下，两下，三下。
Well, remembering all these rules and tips, it makes me nervous. I don't think it's good to be nervous when you try to persuade others.
这倒也是。不过你慢慢练习总会习惯的。You need to internalize these rules.
Okay.Remind me to walk with my stomach in, chest out, shoulders back, and my head high.
好，收腹，挺胸，并肩，抬头。
Ugh, God, this is like a boot camp. I need to take a break. Let's eat.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick.我前几天刚夸你健美，你就这么狼吞虎咽地吃热狗。Why are you eating like a pig?
Well, Yangchen, because we're doing an awesome sport today. You're going to be really excited. Today we're doing competitive eating.
吃东西还要比赛。Wow, that is exciting.
Don't think so.
Hey, the two of us can do an eating contest first. Well, I guess I...just beat you to the punch.
Punch? 我从来都不打人。
Yeah, right. And I have the bruises to prove it. Actually, the phrase beat someone to the punch is an old boxing term. It means that you do something faster than someone else.
Oh, 这是个拳击术语，意思是先出手，先发制人。
Bingo. For example,I wanted to ask my pretty new classmate out on a date, but one of the other guys in the class beat me to the punch and asked her out first.
Again? Oh, poor Patrick. 这样下去好女孩都被别人抢走，那你要一辈子打光棍了。
Very funny. Now come on, let's start our eating contest. Whoever can eat the most hot dogs in 10 minutes wins.
All right, go!Wow, Patrick, 我吃了20个热狗。
Oh my gosh, Yangchen. I've never seen somebody eat so many hot dogs.
Oh, Patrick, don't be sad.
All I can say is that I hope you're as good at drinking Pepto-Bismol as you are at eating hot dogs.
Hey, 哎呀，听了这么多集体育美语，就今天这个比赛我觉得最好，比吃饭我最在行了。
Why am I not surprised?
当然也得看吃什么，汉堡差点，最好比赛啊吃冰激凌。
How about 吃辣椒？你还行吗？
辣椒 no problem。
你还真能吃。
好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
收听收看美国之音
广播电视网络手机，
通晓美中大事，
锁定美国之音。 The Voice
Voice of America.